Good morning. A south breeze has kept temperatures up overnight and many places starting out in the high 40s and lower 50s this morning with plenty of cloud cover building in off of the Atlantic coast. It looks like the low clouds will continue to build northward into interior New York and New England, and scattered showers will arrive shortly after as we go through the morning and especially this afternoon. This out ahead of a cool front, which is currently slicing through the eastern Great Lakes. It's on its way here for later today. So increasing chances for showers through the afternoon, and out ahead of the front, temperatures will hold in the mid-50s to around 60 degrees for afternoon highs. As the front passes through, we'll carry the chance of showers through the evening hours before we start to clear it out overnight. It'll become breezy overnight as well tonight, with lows back down to around 40. Tomorrow, a mixture of sunshine and clouds, breezy and cooler with highs in the middle to upper 50s before the next reinforcing front comes through out of the Great Lakes. This front will have minimal areas of precipitation with it on Thursday night and will gradually return to sunshine on Friday morning. The wind will pick up on Friday and even cooler air will flow in behind that next front for Friday afternoon with high temperatures only in the lower to mid 50s. Most places that haven't seen a frost yet will get one by Saturday morning as temperatures will go below freezing and in some cases even well down into the 20s by Saturday morning. Mostly sunny skies though during the afternoon with high pressure in control to start the weekend, highs bouncing into the mid-50s. Mid-60s on Sunday, although the next front will make an approach with a chance of showers during the afternoon. Taking a look at potentially significant weather today, frost and freeze advisories and warnings have been issued for a large part of the upper Ohio Valley and Appalachian Mountains for tonight. Temperatures in these areas are expected to dip into the lower to mid-30s in spots and even some 20s across the higher terrain. This will be the first freeze of the season for many of these locations. The last worldwide report of a tornado, funnel cloud, or a waterspout from an airport was at Pyeongtaek, South Korea at 12:32 a.m. Eastern Time this morning. The last report of hail was from Billings, Montana at 7:58 a.m. Eastern Time back on Friday. At Mount Washington this morning, 60 miles visibility, cloudy skies, and 34 degrees with a west-southwest wind at 30 miles per hour. And in Eureka, Nunavut Territory, Canada, cloudy skies and 2 below zero. In Albany on the hour, mostly cloudy skies and 52 degrees, the dew point 43, 72% relative humidity, a south wind at 7 miles per hour, and the barometer at 30.02 inches and falling. The past 24 hours, lower 48 states temperature extremes ran from a high of 97 degrees at Bullhead City, Arizona, to a low of 16 at Stanley, Idaho. For those traveling across the Northeast today, New York City cloudy with rain in the mid-60s, Boston cloudy, scattered showers in the lower 60s, and in Buffalo showers with highs in the mid-50s. Checking the climate report, the high temperature in Albany yesterday, 59 degrees, the low 38, the average temperature 49, that's 3 degrees below normal. No precipitation yesterday, 33 hundredths for the month and 29 inches for the year. There were 16 heating degree days in Albany yesterday, for the month now 81, and for the season 209. The average high temperature in Albany today 62 degrees, the average low 41. The record high 89 set in 1939, and the record low 25 in 1980. Sunrise this morning is at 7:03 a.m., sunset this evening 6:20 p.m., 11 hours and 17 minutes of daylight, a loss of 3 minutes from yesterday. Here are my latest regional forecasts for the northern Adirondacks and central and northern Vermont, as well as the Champlain Valley and Lake George area. Cloudy and breezy with showers developing today, highs in the mid to upper 50s. Mostly cloudy and breezy with scattered showers tonight, perhaps some wet snowflakes in the mountains, with lows in the mid 30s to lower 40s. For the Connecticut Valley and mid and lower Hudson Valley, as well as for the remainder of interior southern New England, cloudy with showers today and highs in the lower 60s. A shower this evening, then clearing overnight tonight with lows in the lower 40s. For the northern Catskills and Mohawk Valley west of Amsterdam, as well as for the southern Adirondacks, cloudy and breezy with showers likely today and highs in the mid to upper 50s. Mostly cloudy and breezy with scattered showers tonight and lows in the upper 30s. For the southern Catskills, Taconics, and southern Berkshires, as well as for the Litchfield Hills, cloudy with showers today, highs reaching just about 60. A shower this evening, then clearing overnight tonight with lows right around 40. for the Greater Capital District, including Albany, Schenectady, and Troy, as well as for the Saratoga area east into southern Vermont and the Berkshires north of I-90. Mostly cloudy and breezy, with showers likely especially this afternoon, with highs in the upper 50s to around 60. Mostly cloudy and breezy, scattered showers tonight, then clearing with lows right around 40. Region-wide for tomorrow, mix of sun and clouds, breezy and cool, mid to upper 50s. Increasing sun, breezy on Friday, lower to mid 50s. On Saturday, mostly sunny in the mid 50s, mid 60s with a chance of showers on Sunday. Lower 60s with a chance of a shower Monday. And back into the 50s with a mix of sun and clouds on Tuesday. For WAMC, I'm News Channel 13 meteorologist Paul Caiano.